Hello. I'm mildly embarrassed by requests for me to read things, but I'm never one to turn people down. And I thought I would plunder the works of Edward Monckton one final time. And at the same time, remove any suggestion that I had any vaguely rugged masculinity left by reading you the story of the lovely love story. Oh God. Anyway, here we go. The lovely love story. The fierce dinosaur was trapped inside his cage of ice. Although it was cold, he was happy in there. It was, after all, his cage. Then, along came the lovely other dinosaur. The lovely other dinosaur melted the dinosaur's cage with kind words and loving thoughts. I like this dinosaur, thought the lovely other dinosaur. Although he is fierce, he is also tender, and he is funny. He's also quite clever, though I will not tell him this for now. I like this lovely other dinosaur, thought the dinosaur. She is beautiful, and she is different, and she smells so nice. She is also a free spirit, which is a quality I admire in a dinosaur. But he can be so distant and so peculiar at times, thought the lovely other dinosaur. He is also overly fond of things. Are all dinosaurs so overly fond of things? But her mind skips from here to there so quickly, thought the dinosaur. She is uncommonly keen on shopping. Are all lovely other dinosaurs so uncommonly keen on shopping? I will forgive his peculiarities and his concern for things, thought the lovely other dinosaur, for they are part of what makes him a richly charactered individual. I will forgive her skipping mind and her fondness for shopping, thought the dinosaur, for she fills our life with beautiful thoughts and wonderful surprises. Besides, I am not unkeen on shopping either. Now, the dinosaur and the lovely other dinosaur are old. Look at them. Together, they stand on the hill, telling each other stories and feeling the warmth of the sun on their backs. And that, my friends, is how it is with love. Let us all be dinosaurs and lovely other dinosaurs together, for the sun is warm and the world is a beautiful place. The end.